You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, where we offer you podcasts of the supernatural and the unexplained. Get ready now for Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For almost 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death. And so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. We haven't spoken too much on the show about spiritual and energy healing, and I think you'll find our guest's story very interesting, including a near-death experience he had in 1997. Alex J. Hermosillo is a teacher, a healer, the author of the book, A True Story of Hope, Healing and Miracles, which provides his personal healing technique that you can learn, and you can check out his website at masteryofenergyhealing.com. Alex, welcome to Shades of the Afterlife.
Sandra, thank you for having me on your show today. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. Alex, you know yourself and your story better than anyone else, so if you don't mind, could you tell us your story?
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my experience. I was not expecting it. I was raised Catholic, then went to Catholic school, and everything, you know, God just seemed so, so far away. So that was my life, and went through high school, and then went in the military. I was in the Navy. I was actually on the USS Enterprise. My whole family is, wow, is military. And then I went to some schools and college, and then ended up working at a large department store. During lunchtime, I went and I had a chili cheese dog, and, you know, just, I wasn't feeling very good. My stomach was upset, and then several hours later, I actually was rushed to the emergency room due to internal bleeding.
Wow.
And I remember that I was laying on this bed in the emergency room, and all these doctors and nurses were around me doing their very best to save my life. And then this overwhelming peace came into me, just a great, great peace. And then after that, a beautiful golden mist, and everything dissipated. All the doctors, nurses, the emergency room, everything was gone. And the next thing I knew, I was about 20 feet off the ground looking downward. And I saw my entire family. I have 9 brothers and sisters. So I saw it was interesting. They were all lined up in a straight row. I saw my father, my mother was next to him, and then my brothers and sisters. They were organized through their ages. So the oldest one was next to my mother, and then he went down to the youngest one. And then the woman that rushed me to the emergency room, she was there also. And they all just looked up at me in a state of awe. Their jaws were actually open, and their eyes are wide, just looking up at me. And I was looking down at them, and I was very happy and joyous, and I was waving at them and waving at them, and wow, they didn't say anything. They just looked at me. And I knew at that time, Sandra, that my time here on Earth was done, but I was excited. I waved at my family one more time, and I knew that they would be okay. It's just so interesting that, you know, when I think about that time, just, I knew that every single one of them was going to be okay, so it was okay for me to leave. I actually looked upward, and I saw clouds, and I began to float and fly through the clouds. And as I was going through the clouds, I actually had my hands like Superman. So here I am going through the clouds. My hands are out, you know, my right one was out further in front of me like Superman, and my left one was to my side, and I was flying. And then as I was going through the clouds, I thought to myself, Alex, if you put your hands to your sides, there'll be less wind resistance. So I put my hands to my sides.
That's funny.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? So here's one leaving this world to go to the place that we call heaven. I'm thinking, how can I get there quicker? So I put my hands to my sides, and faster and faster and faster, I begin to fly. I mean, I was breaking the sound barrier. I knew it. And I broke through the clouds, and then suddenly waves and waves of fear, shame, grief, heartache, depression, all of my pain that I experienced here on earth was being pulled out of me. I could feel it coming from the top of my head, just flowing down my body and just out of my feet. All these hurtful and painful experiences, just being pulled out of me completely, everything, until, you know, there was nothing left except pure joy. And it was just phenomenal. I looked up in front of me, and I saw a pinpoint of white light. And I remember crying out, faster, faster, and faster. And there I went, faster even. And I entered into the light, and it was a love and a peace that I have never, ever experienced here on earth before. And I knew I was home in the presence of God. It was so incredible, this love and this peace. I was so joyous being there. And I was floating around up there. And I remember that I saw beings of light, and I focused on them, and I realized that they were actually souls. So there were beings of light or souls, and I could see them etherically. You know, so they had the forms of humans, you know,
okay,
and faces even, and you know, arms and legs and torsos. And, you know, I said, there's other souls here, which I was excited. But then I realized that each one of them had a different amount of light. Okay. And as I pondered this, what I was seeing and experiencing, I realized that each soul had light deep, and this light reflected who they were here on earth. That the light was a all nurturing, all loving, all healing energy. Mm-hmm. So there were souls that had a little bit of light and others that had a great amount of light. And as I looked at these souls, I realized that the ones that had less light, they had challenges and were not able to forgive themselves for what they've done here on earth. Mm-hmm. So less light, not because there was less love, you know, compassion for themselves. And if they had challenges of forgiving their loved ones, or they blame people, or if they were angry at others, or judge people for their pain that they experienced here on earth, you know, they had less light. And then the others that had much more light, I realized right away, these are people that did the best that they could here on earth for themselves, for their family, and did their best not to judge or be angry, upset at others, you know, the humanitarians even, you know, and it reflected on their light. Because, you know, they did the best not to judge themselves, you know, so they would have more light, you know, because we all mm-hmm. have many experiences here on earth. And then as I looked beyond them, I saw great beams of light. And they had so much light, I actually had to put my hands over my eyes to cover, you know, my eyes. It was like looking into the sun. And I realized then, at that time, that these were the Martin Luther Kings, the Mother Teresa's,
wow,
the Gandhis, the Buddhas, the Mother Marys, the Jesuses of the world. These great souls of great peace, love, compassion, and humility. I was just looking at them, and then one of them began to approach me. And I remember looking at it, and I was like, oh my God, I recognize this soul, the enlightened one. I felt so honored. And it came to me and entered me. What I could only call, it's difficult to put into words, but it was like an anointment, a blessing. as it entered me, this energy, a great love and peace, compassion and humility. Then the next thing I felt, everything was so bright. My whole existence became awakened. Then I began to hear beeping sounds. It was beep, 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 beep. And then I said, oh no. And then the next thing I realized, Sandra, I was back. I was actually at the hospital in a room. This experience happened to me about 11 o'clock at night, and now it was daylight. And I'm looking around. I open my eyes. I'm like, oh no, oh no. I realized I was not in that beautiful place that we call heaven, home. And I was so upset. I was so angry. I closed my eyes. It was my whole soul and heart, my total existence. I tried to wish myself back to that place of great love and peace. And after about 2 or 3 minutes, I opened my eyes. I looked around. I said, no, God, please, no. And I closed my eyes again, doing the very best to wish myself back to that great place of love and peace. And after 2 or 3 minutes, I opened my eyes. I said, oh, no, oh, no.
I'm stuck here.
It was so heartbreaking. And I was there, and you know, just it was painful. And the woman that actually rushed me to the emergency room, she was there. She was at the foot of the bed, and she looked at me and realized what I was experiencing. And she came over to me and gave me a kiss on my forehead. And with that one kiss of compassion and love, I thought, okay, it's okay to stay here.
Can I ask you a quick question, Alex?
Yes.
Was it an experience like a dream, or was it an experience like being alive and awake?
Oh, it was being alive, much more alive than even being here on Earth. It was so true, physically, emotionally, mentally. Just
okay.
So real. So real. It was so real.
Okay, that's all I wanted to ask.
Okay, good. That's a very good question. And when I came back and I was there in the hospital, it was so interesting because when this woman came to me and approached me, I could feel her energy. I could sense it, physically feel it. I could feel her peace and her love that was within her, but also her grief and pain. I could see her aura. Her energy. It was beautiful.
Alex, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we definitely want to hear more. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters, big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The four.
The Art Bell Vault has classic audio waiting for you now. Go to coasttocoastam.com for details.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network with the best shows that explore the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. You can enjoy all shows on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are with Alex Hermosillo. And Alex, you were just telling us about your near-death experience.
I realized later on that as I went to the light, all of my fear, shame, and grief and pain was pulled out of me, everything, until there was nothing but great joy and peace. So I was cleansed. There was a purification. So now coming back, I was able to not only recognize and feel love and peace with this woman, but also the grief and heartaches that she had experienced. And wow. Since I was in heaven and was able to see souls, you know, I was able to see her soul, her aura, her energy. That was just the beginning of some incredible experiences I would have after that day. It was very challenging, because I was so different, I knew the truth. The truth was given to me.
Wow. It has to be different because here you were working in a department store, get your chili cheese dog, and you come out on the other side being this enlightened being. So you're a whole new transformed human being.
Yes. Yeah. Just the true essence of what I was, the true essence of what we all are, I was at that time. And it was very challenging because I would, you know, see people's energies. I was feeling them. It was just challenging at the time. And to have that ability to see many things, and I was seeing angels. I was seeing people's loved ones have transitioned.
Wow.
I was feeling them, you know, the people and you know, knowing, you know, just if they had vanity or anger or, you know, just it was very challenging for me. It was like God said to me, Alex, we're going to send you to school. And I said, and I'm like, okay, where? You know, what college am I going to? And God said, no, we're going to send you to school, the school of life, not knowing that it was a great gift given to me. Because of the challenges I was going through, it was very hard for me to be here in this place, you know, because it could be harsh. And then this healing abilities that I had were very powerful. My mother had a surgery. You know how they stick those little tubes in your nose during surgery and everything? But
yes.
With her, after surgery, she was sent home and her nose would bleed. And it was bleeding 3 or 4 times a week. And we would have to rush her to the emergency room once or twice a week. I was living at my parents' house at this time. I remember one day she came into the living room and I was watching television. My father was a Marine in World War II. And I just happened to be watching John Wayne on television with one of those movies, Guadalcanal. And I was really focused on it, wondering what my father went through, you know. And my mother came out with her hands cupped underneath her nose and her mouth. And she said, "Alex, take me to emergency. I'm bleeding." And her nose is bleeding. It's coming out of her mouth. All this blood. For reasons unknown to me, I put my hand out to her. I was about 4 or 5 feet away. And I put my hand out to her. And this burst of energy came out of my hand. And I wasn't looking at my mother, but she yelled like something horrible happened to her. It frightened me. I ran in my room, locked the door behind me. I'm thinking, "Oh God, please, God, don't let her be dead. Don't let her be dead, God, please." I paced up and down for, 15, 20 minutes, I believe. And then I said, "Please, God, don't let my mother be dead." And the room across from mine, my father was taking a nap. So I finally got the courage to go check on my mother. And I went out to the living room and there she was. And she said, "Alex, all the blood stopped. It's gone." I said, "That is good, Mom. I love you." I walked out, went to a bar, and didn't return home until about 3 in the morning. And then after that, it kept on happening. This energy was flowing out of my hands and knowing things. It was so hard for me. I began to drink heavily.
Wow.
And I became an alcoholic. I felt like there was a mistake that I wasn't supposed to be back down here on earth, that I was supposed to be in heaven, but they made a mistake, because I was raised Catholic, in this healing power, this energy, I thought, well, only Jesus could do this. And then, but the alcohol wasn't helping at all. So an individual introduced me to drugs. The drug of choice was crystal meth. So I became a drug. I walked away from my job. Became suicidal.
Oh, Alex. Thank you for being so vulnerable and telling your real story, by the way. Because a lot of people have gone through some peaks and valleys and maybe in a valley now and can't see their way out. And sometimes, hit rock bottom until you figure things out. So go ahead.
Yes.
Continue.
Well, thank you, Sandra. And, I became homeless.
Wow.
Became homeless. It was just God and I now. And I began to remember who I was, and because of my near-death experience, what I had become. Remembering that I had been many, many, many things, but that I have always been the light, always been the light. And knowing what I experienced in heaven, that we are beings of light, that love created us, and healing sustains us here on earth. That I began to help others with this gift that was awakened in me. And just one becomes so, so humble when one goes through those experiences. And I knew that God gave me this gift.
Could you share some of those experiences before we're through? Just some of those things that taught you, like, this is real and this is what I'm meant to be doing? And
being up in heaven, I remember when I was looking at these beings of light, the ones of great light, when I had to cover my eyes, the Buddhists, the Jesus, the Mother Mary, the Gandhi, they had so much light. I remember when I was up there, because I want to be like that.
Hmm.
I remember heaven that I said, I want to be that light. So coming back, I feel like God sent me to school to go through these experiences. So one can be humble. One, there's no judgment. There's no anger. There's only a great, great peace and compassion. As I began to get out of being homeless, once I learned that, I was in school, that people would come to me. I had this gift that, just someone would be in pain, it would touch them, and the pain would go away. If it's shoulder pain, neck pain, and I remember this individual coming with pain in their knees, great pain, and I just put my hands on there and just 10, 15 minutes, because, oh, it's all gone. I said, well, that's good. And then.
You're so calm. Well, that's good.
Oh, just, it just became more profound, more, no matter what happened, it was just beautiful. And I felt so fortunate to be in service to others. And I remember one individual that found out about me, and he had severe heart disease. He was taking 32 different medications a day, and I think up to 16 nitroglycerin pills a day. And his doctor told him, well, if you take this much, you're going to die. And he said, I am going to die because of the pain. He went to the National Institute of Health, saw the best cardiologist in the country. And at the end, they told him he was going to die. I remember when he came to see me, he told me, you know, he came in a scooter with oxygen, you know, and he said, if you do not heal me, I'm going to commit suicide in a couple of weeks. I'm going to wait till my wife goes to work and the two kids go to school. I'm going to lock myself up in a garage and just let it happen. Turn on the car and just let it happen. I looked at him and I said, well, let's see if we can help you out. And he laid there, put my hand over his chest, his heart. And after that session, he never took nitroglycerin again. He never used his scooter, never used oxygen. He went down from 32 different medications a day to 2.
Wow.
And he went ballroom dancing 2 weeks later for over 2.5 hours.
That sounds like a miracle.
Well, where there is great love, all things are possible.
Wow.
I have been so blessed and I'm so privileged to help others. And we just had about 7 months ago, we had this beautiful boy come to us. His parents brought him. He was 16 years old, stage 4 lymphoma. He was here and he was so beautiful. And he laid on my table and I said, did you know I had a near-death experience? And he said, no. You know? And I asked him what he felt about dying or leaving. He said, I'm okay with it. So I told my experience, and he felt very comforted and peaceful. After the end of the session, he told his mother, Mom, all the cancer left me. It's all gone. And her being his mother goes, well, we got to take tests and find out and all this. And yes, he is cancer-free. So it's just an overwhelming presence of compassion flows through one when they're doing this work, and love. I just love everybody. It's all that I know.
I love that. Yeah. I can only believe that you've found your mission and your purpose for life. And all of your, maybe not all of your heartaches went away, but obviously no longer homeless, no longer drinking, no longer the drugs, no longer suicidal. When you make your life about making a difference for others, your life works out.
Oh, definitely. And also, Sandra, I needed to know what humanity goes through. You know, I needed to experience that. So when I'm at the grocery store, at the gas station, or here at the office or some function, I know what people go through. And I say, yes, we can all heal. We can all be light. We can all be joyous. We can all be peace. And we all have this ability. Every single individual in this world has the ability to be that great light.
We don't need to have a near-death experience and meet one of those enlightened ones to have it?
No, we have.
No, I'm glad I made you laugh, but.
Well, you know, thank you, Sandra. But yeah, it's just, I had a client that said, Alex, very lovely person, you know, it's very spiritual. Goes, Alex, I don't want to have a near-death experience so I could become enlightened. And I say, you don't have to. Just be light, be love, and be the healing energies for yourself, all people, and all things.
Oh, Alex, you make it sound so easy. Maybe it is. We need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more because I know you have a bunch of free self-guided meditations. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of,
a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60 plus. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60 plus at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search. Have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are with near-death experiencer and energy healer, Alex Hermosillo. Alex, question for you. I know that on YouTube, you've got plenty of free audios you can listen to, meditations about self-healing. Is self-healing something we can all do? Especially, we need healing if we're grieving.
Yeah, it's in every single one of us. You know, there's things that we could do to help ourselves if we're dealing with grief. There's things that we could do to help a loved one that's getting ready to transition. And there's also things we could do to connect with a loved one that has transitioned also. And simple things that we could do.
Yes.
You know, for example, if the meditations that was created was my near-death experience, they pulled, you know, I released everything. So now that meditations can really help people release grief and fear, anxiety.
Shame,
and,
guilt, as I just went through all this. Yes.
Yes, because we are our experiences, are we not?
Yes.
And one could call this cellular memory. So every experience that we have had is in the cells of our body. Us being in the womb of our mother, whatever the mother experiences, you know, we also begin to absorb information. And the meditation CD was created to assist people in releasing non-nurturing, non-loving information, energy. You know, so it's just wonderful. And that was a gift that I was given, you know, through my near-death experience.
It's so cool. And after I listened to it, I just felt, I love this man. I love him. But Alex, here's the thing. Not everybody's going to fly to Phoenix, and your life, no matter how many healing techniques you have, you can't live forever in this body. Is what you're doing now through your books, and you offer courses and things like that, teaching people how to do this? Right.
Well, yes. Yeah. Oh, definitely. You know, just like here in the office, we have clients from all over the world, and we do sessions doing on a telephone. We also do distant healings, which basically I just need someone's name, their first and last name. It's actually the signature of their spirit, of their existence here on Earth.
Wow.
And we also teach classes, and we have people that come in from Europe and all over the country, Mexico and Canada, come to attend the classes here. So we like to say, you shall do as I do and much, much more.
Yeah.
So we have hundreds of students. It's a very quick way of letting go of everything and being that great love and peace, you know, to balance out.
Do your students, Alex, are they experiencing being able to help heal others as well as themselves?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We had a woman that came in from Tucson. We're here in Phoenix, and she had this big tumor in her, pretty large, we had a you know, because we pair people up with students, or, you know, with two. So you have one person, then another one, you know. So, and this individual that was paired up with her told her in the very beginning, goes, I'm sorry, I've never done this before. I don't think I could help you, but you know, I'll do my best. By the end of the class, she says, I can't feel it. I can't feel it anymore. It shrunk by probably 75% or so. You know, and other people, aches and pains, people come in that have challenging, you know, walking, and they'll be, look, I could walk, the pain is gone. And they'll come in with migraines and be gone. And it's just love, you know, the presence of love, you know, can do anything. And we all have that ability. We really do.
That is so cool. And you have the book as well, A True Story of Hope, Healing, and Miracles. Do you share this technique with people in the book, or is this something where we have to go visit you to learn it?
Oh, it's in the book.
That's
it is
great.
The book. And yeah, you know, we tell the story, my experiences, and then we put the information at the end of the book.
Yeah. The subtitle of my book is A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. So I feel like when I do these interviews, I'm always listening for like the skeptical, you know, yeah, but, you know, okay, this guy is whatever, you know, you have to actually see him to be healed, or you have to be one of his students. And my skeptical brain is the one who's asking me the questions. But like deep in my heart, I know that you just give. And you're all about making a difference. And so you are the real deal. You are about that and making a difference. So it's just fun to watch what's happening in my own mind when I'm asking the questions, you know?
Oh yeah, yes. And, you know, for those listeners that are out there that are grieving due to the death of a loved one, or that are ill and have challenges, the meditation would help them tremendously. The information's in the book. And an individual simply needs to place their hands, both their hands, in their center of their chest and say, I am light. I am love. And I am healing my beautiful body and my beautiful life today. Now, if one does that first thing in the morning when they wake up, they're telling their soul, they're telling their heart, they're telling their body and their subconscious and conscious, I am light, love, and healing, correct? So, and what it is, it builds up their light. The more light that the individual is, okay, there will be less fear, less grief, less shame, less doubt. So, because two energies cannot occupy the same space in the cells of the body, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so If one says that in the morning when they wake up, in the evening while they're in bed, every night when I go to bed, I place my hands on my chest and I say, I am light. I am love. And I am the healing energy for myself, all people, and all things. That is what I'm telling my soul, my heart, my essence, my existence.
Can we do something real quick?
Yeah.
I won't. On your audio, you have the repeat after me. And
yes.
Could you just say it like, and then for all the listeners who are right now, if this is okay with you, put your hands just over your chest. And I won't repeat it just so my voice isn't on there, but maybe we can all do this together.
Yes. So we're going to do the bring in. How's
okay,
that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, this is very powerful here. So all the listeners out there, place your hands in the center of your chest. These are the hands of light, the hands of love, the hands of healing. And with your thoughts, you simply say to yourself, I now bring in into every single cell of my beautiful body, into my heart and mind, light, love, and healing. And take a beautiful deep breath of light as you pull it out of your hands, as it enters you, as your soul drinks from it, and your heart, your body, your mind, and your life becomes it. For I am light. For I am love. For I'm healing my beautiful body and my life today. Each breath that you take, continue to breathe in light as it dissipates negativity, suffering, grief, disease, and pain. For I am light. For I am love. And I'm healing my beautiful heart, my body, and my life today. For I am light. And continue to breathe in light, for the light nurtures you. The light heals you, balances you, brings peace to you. For I am light. For I am that magnificent light. Continue to breathe it in to the bones of your body, the cellular memory, the nerves, the blood, the organs, the lymph nodes and glands. For I am light. I am love. And I'm healing my beautiful body and my life today. For I am that light. I have always been that magnificent light. And continue to breathe it in as your soul drinks from it, as it fills up your heart, the subconscious and consciousness, and every single cell of your magnificent, beautiful body. For I am that light, the energy of creation.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'm smiling.
And Sandra, I'd like to add that for those of you listeners that are out there that have a loved one that is ill, or you know, or that are getting ready to transition, you could simply place your hand, hold their hand, you know, and simply say with your thoughts, we send to you light, love, and healing. For we send to you light, love, and healing. And allow that energy to flow through you, you know, from the heavens, from the cosmos, from God, and let it flow out of your hand into your loved one to bring peace to them, to help with anxiety, you know, or grief, anything that they're dealing with. So you can help a loved one that is struggling, someone's getting ready to transition. You want to bring that great love to them, God's love to them, God's light to them. and it will benefit them tremendously. We've helped many people that are ready to transition. And when God says, come home, you know, you say, okay, I'm coming home. So yes, but, and those are those that are ill, and by sending light, love, and healing, and if they're meant to stay here for longer, that's good too.
Alex, that's great. And I know we can't all live forever. And I know I tried every healing modality I could think of when my dad was close to passing, and nothing worked to heal his cancer. But what I didn't know then, and I know now, is that dad died the way he did for me to go on the journey that I went on, for me to be here now, inspiring others, giving the evidence of the afterlife, helping people through grief. That would have never happened if dad had a miraculous healing. So it's time for a break, and we'll be back with Alex Hermosillo. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Now, within minutes, you can take years off your looks. Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com takes care of those under-eye bags, forehead wrinkles, saggy eyebrows, crow's feet, and facial pores. Simply apply this velvety micro cream, and in under 2 minutes, the years fade away. And it lasts up to 9 hours. No needles, no pain, and great for women and men. Here's what people have to say about Instantly Ageless.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at HealthyLooking.com and prepare to look younger in minutes. Millions of applications have been sold. Order our exclusive starter kit for only $19.99, including shipping, or take advantage of our new discounted price for a full box. Put your best face forward with Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com or by phone at 800-604-3129. That's 800-604-3129. Instantly Ageless, not available in stores, from HealthyLooking.com. That's HealthyLooking.com.
The best afterlife information you can get while you're alive.
Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
You're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
To Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and before the break, we were talking to Alex Hermosillo about his CD, and it's not on his website, but if you go to Amazon.com and just type in Alex J. Hermosillo, spelled H-E-R-M-O-S-I-L-L-O, and you can find his CD there. Now, Alex, what about if we have loved ones in the afterlife? Is there something we can say to stay connected with them?
We send you, my mother, light, love, and healing. And that's a way to stay connected to them. And many of you are going to feel their energy. You're going to feel their essence. You're going to feel their soul. And my mother and father have transitioned, and I do this for them several times a year, you know. And they love it, and it's a way for me to be connected to them because we have to remember that we have a soul, correct? They have a soul. The only difference between us and our loved ones have transitioned is that they don't have the physical body. It's just great that we have these tools that we could stay connected to them, nurture others that are getting ready to transition, and also nurture oneself if they're dealing with grief or illness.
Yeah, and it just brings up my next question, because eventually we're all going to transition.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yes. It sounds like you get to go back home. And that's another reason why I have this show, is so that there's less fear around death and less fear around life. There are people, and I can imagine this because even when my own dad died, I tried for every kind of healing ever. He still passed away. He had cancer. There's people that don't get the miraculous healing. The truth is, we can't all live forever, so something's going to bump us off, you know?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, I gave a lecture at this church, and this young boy that I was telling you about, the 16-year-old that had stage 4 lymphoma, his name is Jared, and he actually had a heart transplant at 6 months of age.
Wow.
Okay. So he had that going on with him. Then, you know, his kidneys were not always strong. You know, he was having challenges with his kidneys, and then... You know, he came to me because of his stage 4 lymphoma. He couldn't do chemotherapy because it was killing him. Yeah. You know? And that's why they went out in search of it. They found me. But when I was speaking at this church, someone in the audience, you know, because we're talking about the souls, that when God says, come home, you come home. You know, this individual says, you know, we're talking about Jared, how he had the heart transplant at the age of 6 months old. And someone in the audience asked about, well, did that soul already had an agreement to do that for Jared, you know, when Jared received? And I said, well, it's like this. There's a soul in heaven, and God comes up to this little tiny soul and says, I would like for you to go to earth. And the soul says, no way, there's pain, there's suffering, there's grief. No, I'm not going. God says, oh, please, please do this for me. Please go to earth. Do this as a favor for me. Okay, and the soul looks at God and says, well, how long do I have to go for? Because remember, heaven's all peace and love and joy.
Yep.
And it is. And God says, just for a little while. And the little soul says, well, how long's a little while? A little while. But the little baby soul wants something in writing.
Sure.
You know, you say a little, what does that mean? Earth years, you know, spirit years, you know, cosmic years, well, you know. And God says, just trust me, go for a little while. Just for a little while, the soul finally agrees. Okay, Father, I'll do it. So the little soul comes and is born. And the next thing you know, at 6 months of age, the little soul gets to go back home to God. but it leaves something very special behind. It leaves this beautiful, healthy heart for this other little baby boy so that Jared may receive it and then be healthy and then go through another challenge experience and then be awake, reawakened with the light so that he may go out to give others hope, peace, and love. And that's what he does now. We all have our moments. We all have a purpose while we're here. And to be in service, just the most beautiful thing of all.
Oh, it's yeah. So beautiful. And just, I really get that the healings that take place really show us who we are and what we're made of. And this is heaven on earth and how powerful we are. And then there is that time, though, that God says, come home, and you come home. You know, I know in my own life, my dad, it was his time to come home, even though we tried for a miracle.
Yes, in regard to my father transition also, but I knew it was his time to leave. With my mother, it was also the same, you know, example. Just I knew it was their time. You know, they served their purpose here and they wanted to go home. You know, my mother wanted to go back to and visit her mother and father. And same thing with my father. So when an individual is ill, we send them light, love, and healing. It nurtures the soul and the conscience. And actually, the more light, love, and healing we give to someone that's ill, the more at peace they're going to be. And when they take their journey to heaven, it's going to be even more beautiful. And if they're supposed to remain here, we work with several people with cancer, you know, 3 or 4 people a week, and we've done over 7,000 healing sessions. So, you know, there are the spontaneous healings, and those spontaneous healings are to give not only the individual, but the family members, you know, and many, many others that, yes, through love, all things are possible. But yeah, when the soul wants to go home and God says, come on back, you know, the soul will do what it needs to do. But it's always nice to bring light, love, and healing to someone that needs it.
Yeah, thanks. I want to ask you one more question. I know our time is tight. We spoke briefly before the interview started about when we do grieve a parent's loss, there's often fights within relationships. I've had it within my family. The gentleman that interviewed me on his show a couple of days ago, he hasn't spoken to a brother in 7 years because of what happened when the father died. There is a lot of suffering in more ways than just physical here on earth. And do you have any advice for those of us who are suffering maybe with relationships? And I know there's a piece of this that we need to know joy and light and love and be able to share it for healing relationships.
Well, every individual, every soul here on earth has their own course of destiny.
Okay.
Now, I had an incredible experience, and because of my experience and what I remembered was true, I kept a distance away from my family, from my 9 brothers and sisters. I didn't speak to them for over 5 years because I wanted, it was about me. Who am I? What is my purpose? I didn't want any outside influences. And each one of my brothers and sisters were dealing with grief in their own way. You know, some individuals are going to be angry. Some are going to be judging and blaming each other. Or, you know, a lot of the blame came towards me. Quite a bit of it came towards me. And then, you know, but I am the one that had the experience before my mother and father transitioned. So I knew the truth. And you know, it's just, I just need to stay away to become who I am and be the example to them. You know, they know what I do for a living because of me being the example of compassion, love, and peace and non-judgment, they began to change also. So it was just the waiting period. I knew I had to wait for them to clear out, you know, to release and become more light. And the majority of them have done that. And I remember when I first got back with them, it was totally different. It was totally different because they knew that I was different. And they seek my advice and, you know, and they honor and respect me and the work that I do. And I honor and respect their journeys here on earth also. But we just have to remember that everyone deals with death differently.
Right. And if we can be the example of light, love, and joy and compassion, that it can't help but just...
Oh, death. No, just, you know, when one is struggling, one could think about Mother Teresa working with the sickest of the sick and the poorest of the poor, you know. and how she just continued to work. We all must continue our work. And what is the best for you? You know, if it's keeping away from the family, that's good. But in a non-judgmental way, just recognizing, acknowledging that they're not there yet. There is opportunity for them to be there one day. So just continue to be the light for them. Be humility, be compassion.
And there's no right or wrong way to do life. And you had said about having someone's picture in front of you and holding
yes.
your hands. I'm thinking maybe that can happen for somebody who's alive as well.
Oh, definitely, yes. Just you have a photo of someone that you care about and love, you know, but their struggles or even if they're ill, you place your hand over this. We send you light, loving, healing. Now, by doing that, once again, it's between your soul and their soul. Okay, so first comes the intent. I want them to experience light, love, and healing. Huh? Without a motive, you know, well, I want something in return, but pure, unconditional love for this individual, family member, loved one. When you put your hand over someone's photo, it is their essence. It is their soul. It is who they are. Huh? And by placing your hand over the photo, and I recommend maybe 3 or 4 inches above the picture, with your intent, you know, it's just light, loving, healing. Say softly or just use your thoughts. We send to you light, love, and healing. For we are light. For we are love. For we are healing today. And allow this light, loving, healing energies to flow through you and out of your hand as it enters into the individual. Filling up their soul, their beautiful heart, and every cell of their body.
That's beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you are welcome. And this is how we do this for our loved ones that have transitioned also. You know, mom, you do this with your dad. You're going to love it. He's going to love it too.
Yeah, well, and I can imagine all the souls floating around heaven, and some of them are dim and some of them are bright. And what a great visualization just to see the brightness being turned way up. So,
oh, yes. This is your father. You send your father light, loving, healing. You become more light because of it. Your father will become more light because of it. And all of humanity and beyond.
Oh, Alex, thank you. Thank you so much. And as a reminder, Alex's website is masteryofenergyhealing.com. Also on wedontdie.com, we do a Friday healing / trance demonstration with Scott Milligan. We also have a 5-hour spiritual healing course with our great medium friends, Carrie McLeod and Philip Dykes. We are all more powerful than we think. I want to thank you for listening so much. I'm Sandra Champlain, and you've been listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
And if you like this episode of Shades of the Afterlife, wait until you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.